Author and poet Dominic Hoey released his last novel, the best-selling 1985, last year. He'll be at multiple events at the Auckland Writers Festival.
It's been a whole year nearly since you released 1985. What has the past 12 months been like for you?
It's been a funny mix, eh? Because I think on the one hand, the book has done the best that anything I've ever, you know, it's done so well. And like I literally get messages or emails like every other day from people saying how much it means to them and so many different types of people. But on the other hand, I think I've definitely had more rejection for opportunities and funding and shit than ever before. So it's sort of like this weird kind of, yeah, it's quite a weird feeling. You know, it's sort of hard to know how to feel about it exactly.
Yeah, highs and lows all at once must be quite, I feel like the universe often works like that.
Yeah, stops you from getting too big-headed, you know.
It humbles you. And you'll be returning to Tamaki Makaurau next month for the Auckland Writers Festival, which is exciting. Are you looking forward to coming back?
Yeah, for sure. Especially for the festival. My good friend Michael Peterson is going to be over from Scotland. So we're doing an event together. And then we're actually going to Hobbiton together after that because he's obsessed with the Lord of the Rings.
That'll be amazing. And so the event, is he involved in your plot twist event?
Yeah, so I'm doing a couple of events there. The first one is like a workshop where I'm just sort of talking about how to, I guess, be an artist independently of the industry, which I guess ties into what I was saying before about all the rejection. So how you can sort of navigate that and sort of have your own career. And then the second one is going to be with him and some of the other poets where we're going to have like a kind of round table where we all go around and say poetry and talk nonsense.
Yeah, and that poetry event, that's up as part of Plot Twist on the end of the festival on Sunday, May 17th at Q Theatre, which will be an exciting day of events to be involved in. And your masterclass, no one cares about your writing the way you do. I wanted to ask you about that one without obviously giving too much away because you want people to buy tickets and come learn some things from you. Who should attend that masterclass and why?
I guess, you know, I think it's primarily, you know, going to be designed for writers, but I think any artist, you know, that, and I think regardless of whether you want to be part of the establishment or not, I think it's really good to have the tools to sort of do things yourself. I've seen a lot of times, you know, people, whether it was when I'm making music or publishing or whatever, when they lose their publisher, when they lose their label, when they don't have people to run around after them, then they suddenly don't know what to do. Whereas I think if you come up with that sort of DIY ethic, you can put on the show, you can deal with the media, you can write a press release, like all of those kind of things. Yeah, and it's a workshop I've run a few times now, usually like for artists in general, but this one, yeah, will obviously be focused more towards writing.
And it's particularly relevant for the New Zealand market, right? Like we are so small and so many people are independent, whether it's music or writing, that these skills are quite critical.
Yeah, totally. I mean, and I think, again, it just lets you have freedom as an artist because you're like, you're not hamstrung to what other areas that people push you in. And I think also like knowing how things should be done means that if someone's not doing it properly, you can step in, you know?
Yeah. Did you learn all this stuff yourself the hard way or did people share that knowledge with you?
Oh, no, definitely learning the hard way for sure, you know. I think especially like when I was a musician and getting signed to a label and you're like, okay, everything's going to be taken care of, and it certainly isn't. Yeah, and I think, I guess I was lucky that when I was a teenager, we used to be part of the sort of the punk hardcore DIY scene. And so seeing there people putting on shows where there's like 200, 300 people at, you know, being put on by a bunch of teenagers and being like, okay, it's possible to do something at a reasonably big level without any sort of outside support.
Yeah, and for what I know of what you do with Dead Bird Books as well, you do sort of borrow from a more music industry way of doing things, like with launches and releases and that kind of stuff as part of your approach as well, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it seemed crazy to me and Sam, who I run it with, that we were just like, why don't people promote the books? Why don't they have parties rather than sort of really boring book launches and stuff? And I think the success of the books have proved that people are hungry for that. And, you know, like every time you're part of something that's sort of within the literary industry, everyone's always complaining about, you know, certain people not being there or numbers not being what they could be. And I think part of that is just the way that it's set up for only a certain type of people. And there's all these other people that read and want to be part of it, but they just don't feel like it's for them.
Yeah, and I mean, sort of finding your own community or creating a bit of a community is so important, especially for people more on the fringes of the industry or outside the establishment, or young writers as well from different backgrounds.
I had out, you know, and I think it's that thing of just knowing that no matter how high you climb, it doesn't mean that everything's going to be taken things won't be taken care of for you. You know, I mean, I think this last year I've definitely had to do a lot of stuff myself, even though, you know, I'm on a big label and have all these people working for me and stuff. So I think, yeah, it is so important to have that knowledge and skills, you know.
Yeah. And why is it so important to you to pass this knowledge on to people?
So many people I know, for example, like I know so many people that read, right? And some of my friends read more books than I do, but they are not people that are necessarily going to go to the Writers' Festival, or they're not people that are sort of following the sort of, you know, who's the hot writer and all of that kind of stuff. They just enjoy reading. And I think that, and it's the same with writers, you know, like I know so many people that have such great stories, but they don't fit into that world. And so, like, if we're not sharing these knowledge and creating these opportunities, then you're never going to hear from these people. And again, it's that thing of, you know, whenever you go to an event, people are like, oh, I wish there were insert, you know, demographic here. And it's like, well, you need to bring these people up. You need to make them feel welcome. You need to maybe go to where they are. Yeah. And I think that, like, you know, like I put this in a poem recently, but it's like you never walk into a room full of like middle class academics and be like, this is where the cool stories are. You know what I mean? So I think it's like, why are we solely relying on those people to tell the stories of Aotearoa, you know?
Yeah. And a, you know, healthy sort of publishing writing industry can have space for both, you know, and everyone and
You
yeah.
know, yeah, totally. It's not like an antagonistic thing where it's like these people are wrong and I know what I'm talking about. It's just saying, like, we should kick the since no one's making any money, we should kick the doors open and let everyone in, you know what I mean? Rather than gatekeeping it.
So yeah, making cover charge free since it was going to be $5 anyway. What are the biggest, some of the biggest challenges for writers in Aotearoa at the moment?
Money, man. I mean, really, like. You know, like I think my novel was one of the, you know, the top 10 bestsellers last year. And I mean, my royalty check after my advance, like barely covered a month's rent, you know? So I think like there's no money. And I think the way that we treat artists in this country is really, generally pretty disgusting. You know, like even when I was in America, you know, and you think about America as like, you know, this sort of ultimate sort of capitalist state. But I mean, people are excited there when you tell them you're a writer. And you know, I was in LA last year and, you know, people were sort of like, yeah, do you know what I mean? Whereas I think here everyone's like, well, what's your real job? Are you? You know, there's that kind of attitude about it. But yeah, and again, I think just the industry, I think just being set up and run for and by certain people. And I think the gatekeeping of stuff is just wild to me. Like it's more extreme than the other industries that I've been in. So I think sort of, again, like pushing back against that. Yeah.
And I mean, it's going to be exciting with the Writers' Festival because, yeah, there's plot twists, there's street side, and then there's things throughout the programming that do, yeah, open doors for, yeah, different voices and different communities in a, I think, really good way this year.
For sure, you know, I think that you know, since they've sort of like remade, like had a revamp of the festival in the last few years, it's definitely been a lot more positive. And I mean, you see that in the numbers of people coming to it. You know, it's like I remember a few years ago when my other novel came out, and it's like hardly anyone there. And then last year, like every event I did was packed. You know, and it wasn't solely because of me. It was like there's just so many people there, which is awesome. Yeah, it's cool because I think like again, you know, like there's just you know. Reading and storytelling and all of that stuff, it shouldn't just be, you know, for academics and those kind of people, you know?
Yeah, and there's so many different ways to do it, you know, it's slam poetry, it's novels, it's all sorts of, yeah, everything in between. Is there anything
Exactly.
you're really looking forward to seeing at the festival? Have you had time to read the program?
Yeah, I would love to see Patrick Redden Keefe, but I'm so busy because I've like since I'm coming up, I was like, I'm doing all these other workshops and stuff, and so I don't know if I'm gonna have time, but I'm just really excited to see Michael and like see yeah, anyone listening should check out Michael Peterson's book and you know, like his events because he really is such an incredible not only writer but orator. He's someone that speaks like his writing like in this beautiful poetic way, and again he's someone as well that came at it from quite a different angle. You know, he didn't do like a master's in creative writing, and even a lot of the way that he writes is maybe some of the stuff is like flies in the face of like perceived craft, you know, but really works.
Yeah, and of course we'll be able to attend your masterclass. I think tickets are $30, which is very good for all that knowledge.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Like I say, I did a version of it down here at Te Wā, this awesome art space down here, and it was so cool. There's like heaps of people there, and you know, like you can tell on the look on the because when the audience's face, when they're just sort of like, people are like, oh, and which is always really exciting,
Yeah, amazing.
And again, I just think it's so important to share that stuff,
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful thing to do. So, yeah, can't wait. So good. Thank you so much, Dominic. It was great to talk to you, and hopefully, I'll catch you when you're up in Auckland.